I'll shift that towards the business, the workplace, is when we reframe our attitudes that we don't have to work, man, we get to work, and we don't have to, you know, these patients, we get to have these patients and make a difference, and whatever responsibilities we have in the workplace, attitude is everything. And if you look at the first bullet point there, a miracle is a shift in perception. How can you see you, work, life, et cetera, differently? So when I do big presentations with my product message at this point, that I do what I call a kind of a gratitude fest. So what I'd like you to do is see if you can start to write, you know, several things down that you love about your office, your practice, your job, yourself, your family, whatever it is. But I want to share with you a stat that came from PMI that I got from one of their things that they've done before. It said, when asked why people get into healthcare, 90% of respondents say, I like working with people. When asked what people find most challenging about their jobs, 95% said, working with people. The majority claim that the biggest opportunity remains with helping to create a better communication channels with the physician. So part of that is reframing our attitudes and reframing our words that come out of our mouth. So take a moment and see if you can come up with some things you love about your job and that you love about yourself, or attitudes about anything that you'd love to change. Who's first? Fire us up with your gratitude.
Adorn.
I think you put it in a nutshell when you said that we get to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I say to my daughter all the time, you don't have to go to school. You get to go to school.
Absolutely.
I don't have to go to work. I get to go to work. I don't
have to
go to church. I get to go to church. You know, or we'll say, I have to wash clothes. I have to clean my house. No, you get to do those things because there are so many people who don't have an opportunity to do those things, who don't even have a house, who don't even have a car, who don't have a job. So we get to do these things. And I think when we get into that mindset, that our attitudes will change about where we work and our life. Period.
Absolutely. And I tell you, well, thank you, couldn't have said it any better. Thank you so much, Adorn. Your daughter's lucky to have you. You know, and when we bring our great attitudes of get to the workplace, it can't help but get on everybody else. You know, enthusiasm is taught, not caught. I mean, it's caught, not taught. You know, you catch it from you. When you walk in, when I get out of the car to go to an auditorium to speak, I start telling myself to smile, to be excited, to be grateful, and then those thoughts turn into energy, and I get grateful of what I get to do, and it's helped me so much because I travel a lot with my job, and I've had to change my attitude about travel, and now it becomes fun to go through security and take my clothes off, put them back on, to get those peanuts, get that water, to squeeze in next to somebody in the middle seat, and just be glad I get to travel. So who's next?